The Ugly Duckling. It was late spring, and the sun shone hot on a brown duck beside the farm pond. But she did not stir. She was sitting on her nest of eggs, patiently waiting for them to hatch. Tip, tap, crick, crack. A pretty little duckling struggled out of its shell. And by midday, five downy ducklings were cheeping around their mother's feet. But the sixth and largest egg was still whole.
Quack.
It's very big, thought the mother duck. I suppose it will take longer to hatch than the others. Then, with an enormous crack, the shell broke in two, and out spilled a bundle of scruffy feathers and beak and feet, almost as big as the mother herself. Quack! Oh, you can't be one of mine, she quacked, staring at the ugly duckling. His brothers and sisters all stared too. You're not one of us, they said, and began to laugh at the size of his flapping feet. Their father, the drake, paddled across the pond towards his new brood of children.
Quack, oh dear, said the mother, trying to hide the sixth duckling behind her. Quack, whatever will he say when he sees you?
The drake beamed at his children and wagged his stumpy tail proudly. Well done, quack. What a fine family you've given me.
Good grief! That's not one of mine.
The ugly duckling stumbled forwards with loving flicks of his short wings. But the drake turned his back and waddled off, shaking his head in disgust. The mother spread her wing comfortingly over the ugly duckling. But she could not help wishing he was prettier.
Quack. Perhaps you'll be clever, she said. Your head is big enough, after all.
The farmyard chickens came by to cluck over the duck's new babies.
Quack, quack. Oh, what little darlings, they gabbled. But what's that? You've hatched a turkey, my dear. Get rid of it. Do. Quack, 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 quack.
He's a turkey, Mama, cheered the other ducklings, dancing round their large, ugly brother.
He's a turkeyling.
Quack, of course he isn't, quacked their mother sharply. We'll go for a swim on the pond to prove it. Turkeys can't swim.
The ugly duckling was not a turkey. He swam just as well as his brothers and sisters, faster, in fact, because his feet were so big. But the farm animals all gathered round the pond and passed rude remarks about Mother Duck's very large child. A tear began to trickle down the ugly duckling's beak, and he swam to the far side of the pond and wished he had never been born at all. One day, the farm children came to feed the ducks on the pond. As they tossed scraps of bread to them, huge, long-necked white birds flew overhead.
Swans! The swans are leaving, they cried. Oh, aren't they beautiful?
But when they caught sight of the ugly duckling, the children laughed out loud.
Oh, I bet he grows into a whopping great duck and we eat him for Christmas. Let's catch him and show Mum.
And they splashed the water and clutched at the ugly duckling until he was beside himself with terror. He scrambled out of the pond and fled over the fields to the banks of the wide river. And there he hid, deep in the reed beds, day in, day out, although the weather grew colder all the time. At last, spring came. The ugly duckling ventured out onto the flowing river, his shoulders hunched, his head down. He had grown even bigger. At any moment, he expected to hear someone say,
"Ho, ho, ho, what's that?" Or, "Ha, there goes the duck's feather duster, that ugly son of hers."
Then the same huge white birds he'd seen before flew over and plunged down onto the river, parting the water with their white breasts. Their beauty was too much for the ugly duckling to bear. He climbed out of the river and waddled back towards the farm pond. As he approached the pond, he saw his brothers and sisters. They were almost fully grown ducks now. They stared in amazement as he passed the farmyard gate.
"Quack! Mama! Mama!"
they quacked open-beaked. The mother duck and the drake were tail up in the water, dabbling for food. The mother lifted her head, and a juicy snail dropped from her beak.
"Quack! Look, Father, I do believe it's our ugly son. Quack!"
At that moment, the door of the farmhouse burst open and the children rushed out to play. They caught sight of the ugly duckling, stopped, and pointed.
"Oh, look!" they all cried. "What a beautiful swan!"
Reaching the brink of the pond, the duckling looked down at his reflection in the still water. He saw a long white neck and a delicate white head.
"A swan!" he cried, and his voice whistled through his elegant beak. "I'm a swan!"
In his surprise and delight, he gave one flap of his white wings and lifted himself into the air to soar and glide with outstretched neck towards the river and his own family, the swans. And everyone said he was the most handsome swan of all.